National parks are often considered America's best idea, but over the past 25 years, the federal government hasn't built any really big new ones, so a nonprofit organization is taking the helm. It's trying to create the next Yellowstone in northeastern Montana using private donations from wealthy philanthropists. With support from the Pulitzer Center and as part of our ongoing series about the next Yellowstone, our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgey visited the American Prairie Reserve with one of its chief ecologists.
I'm crashing through tall sagebrush and yellow-green grasses on a ranch near the reserve. The noonday sun is beating down, and my socks are slowly getting full of these sharp, pointy grass seeds. And then something big and black zips by.
What's that? Some kind of cicada.
Danny Kinka is my hiking partner. His dark hair is flecked with gray, he's wearing an earring, and he's the reserve's chief wildlife ecologist.
Yeah, just saw one back there, and I thought it was an exoskeleton. I thought it was a molt, and I was like, oh no, that bug's alive. Yeah, there's one there.
Another cicada lands on some sagebrush, and then one latches onto my shirt.
Oh yeah, hey, get out of here. That's a big cicada.
These big cicadas, along with some biting black flies and a flock of lark buntings, are pretty much our only company on today's journey. We're about an hour down a dirt road and miles away from cell service. It's a beautiful scene, but the prairies also feel lonesome and empty to a lot of people. Kinka says it didn't always feel like this.
Lewis and Clark describe a scene of hardly being able to look in any direction without seeing vast, uncountable herds of wildlife. So if the place feels empty, I think there's a reason for that. There's something missing. This is a blank canvas upon which is supposed to be painted some of the most interesting and incredible animals that have ever walked the continent.
Grizzlies, wolves, bison, even little swift foxes. The reserve is trying to help bring all those animals back by creating a 3.2 million acre privately funded wildlife sanctuary.
A place in North America that we could once again experience those large, large herds of big, incredible animals the way that that our forebears did.
They're on their way with more than 400,000 acres either purchased or leased so far. And this won't be your traditional national park because it's not being created by the federal government. Instead, it's the brainchild of a nonprofit charity. And it's funded by small donors and some of the wealthiest people in the world. And this idea isn't new, by the way. Take Grand Teton National Park. It was created in part using land purchased by the oil industry heir and philanthropist John D. Rockefeller Jr.
Heir to the industrial fortune created by his father, he lived simply and devoted...
Rockefeller quietly bought the land from ranchers in the area, and then he donated it to the federal government. But after the news broke out, local cattlemen and their allies threw a fit. Still, Grand Teton was eventually completed in 1950, and it became one of the most popular parks in the country. But unlike Rockefeller, American Prairie doesn't plan on donating its private land to the federal government. It's going to keep it. John Jarvis led the National Park Service under President Obama. He supports the reserve, and he says he's got no problem with American Prairie keeping control of its private lands. But he says it's not without risk.
If it's just a bunch of private lands and a bunch of people that get together and say, yeah, we're committed to this, in 50 years, they're all going to be dead. And then the next generation says, you know, I want to take that cruise, you know, or I want to buy that plane I've been thinking about, so I'm going to sell that property.
I ask wildlife biologist Danny Kinka whether he's concerned. I mean, can we really trust private enterprise to protect this land and not sell it or lock the public out?
How do I answer this question without sounding like a lawyer? If it gets locked up tomorrow, I'm leaving. I'm not working for this place. I don't want anything to do with that.
And it turns out he doesn't have to worry. The idea of some future grandson or daughter trying to sell this land because they want to buy a yacht or a plane isn't possible. Here's why. According to American Prairie's own bylaws, if the reserve fails and the land needs to get sold off, it has to go to a similar-minded conservation group. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgey.